Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Motion by Xavier Worthy. Humphrey ready to snap the ball. Pacheco will get it on a handoff. Waits for a block. Churning his feet. And they'll push him back. He'll gain only a half yard. And now second effort. Did they blow it dead? They did not. They couldn't bring down Pacheco. Touchdown, Kansas City. Play to the whistle or beyond it. And the Chiefs have six.
You don't kill Baltimore.
Who's scoring?
Xavier Worthy.
Pat Mahomes.
I'm hoping to little Xavier Worthy.
I want Carson Steele to get his first touchdown tonight.
I really want Isaiah Pacheco to score, and then got to have Rasheed Rice.
I
want to
see Steele.
Okay, what do you like about him? I'm hearing that a lot. What do you like about him?
He had a great preseason.
She likes his hair.
Score's going to be Chiefs 28, Baltimore 17.
I'm going to go 17-14 Chiefs.
Go Chiefs!
Woo!
Go Chiefs!
There it is.
We're not worthy. We're not worthy. We're not worthy.
I like that. That little pregame action in the parking lot, huh?
They were excited, man. They were excited. They were ready to go.
She likes his hair.
She just likes his hair.
I'll tell you what, Marge.
They were a little bit different after the game. We can listen to that later.
Yeah, we'll bring that back.
Sure, yeah.
Welcome back into 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports. Chiefs, Royals, Vern, pregame show, his on-deck show tonight at 6 o'clock. Bob Fesco, Dusty Leggins, Mac Morey with you. This is the time of the show where we give it to you, 913-586-7965. Feel free to call in. Our boss says you won't. Mm-hmm. We say you will.
That's right.
Text line's also open for those of you that don't want to call in. I would advise you to call in to prove a point to the big man. 913-586-7965. We take it to James in Leawood. What was your favorite part of the game last night, James?
Yeah, well, actually, I am the boss, and I'm calling in, so it's okay for everyone else, too. I own the company. But anyway.
Cool. Which company?
A little bit about the defense, switch over the defense. I thought defense was outstanding after the first drive all the way up until the fourth quarter. But then I felt like maybe we got a little conservative there, and maybe we need to get after a little bit more in some of the tight fourth quarter moments. I don't know. I want to get your thoughts on that.
I think it's hard to play in an NFL game, and it gets late in the game. You saw how gassed those guys were, man. Like, I thought they gave their all last night. I don't really have anything to nitpick with the defense at all last night.
913-586-7965. It is the caller segment here. Our boss says you won't. We say you will. We go to Dennis. What was your favorite part of the game last night, Dennis?
Okay. I agree.
Thank you very much.
And that's an excellent call. Very good
this
take.
This is going great.
Fantastic.
We go to Tyler. Tyler, what was your favorite part of the game last night?
Favorite part of the game for me was got to be the toe tap, because to see the just the not the embarrassment, but the demoralizing face they had on their the look on their face the second game in a row from last year to this year.
But you know, you say that demoralizing look, and I know what you're talking about. Like, Lamar was laughing at the end like he couldn't believe it. It was like another one of those I can't believe this type of moment. Like, we just lost based on that again to this team. My God. I mean, they're showing it right now on Good Morning Football. Like, Lamar's just like, damn, did that just happen? Like, disbelief more than anything.
913-586-7965. Chiefs win last night 27-20. What was your favorite part? We go to Jake and KC. Jake, what was your favorite part of the game last night?
The fact that we didn't even have Hollywood Brown on the field, and that defense looked distraught at points in time trying to guard us, and I'm just excited to see what we have in store for the rest of the season. Y'all have a great day. Go.
You bring up a great point. I was just actually telling Dusty that in the break. I just looked at him and go, and remember, we didn't have Hollywood Brown last night, and I know from the organization, they're excited to get Hollywood Brown back and what he's going to do for this team and just give you another weapon, another reliable receiver for Patrick Mahomes. They put up 27 last night. Mahomes wasn't at his best. You didn't have Hollywood Brown, and you still score 27 points and probably should have had more.
Buckle up, buckaroos. 913-586-7965. As you're on your way to work, you're late, your boss is late, your best friend's late, it doesn't matter. Call in. 913-586-7965. Our boss says you won't. We say you will. We got to Jeremy. What was your favorite part of last night's game?
It was a good result for the win is a win crowd. My only concern is I just think the controllables on offense just need to get cleaned up still. The QT stuff and all the sloppiness, and like you guys mentioned earlier, the confusing third down packages and play calling, that stuff can be fixed, and they still scored 27 points, and you know, the defense did their part, so it was a good win all around.
Well, it's also like what you know, the regular season is, it's survive in advance, and they're figuring things out. Like, they're doing stuff in week one right now to see what happens, to see how it works, to see if this is something that they can utilize in January. All of this, these 17 games right now that they're putting together, a lot of this is a dress rehearsal for the players, okay? Where we are right now as an organization, this regular season, and I've been saying this for the last couple of years, is a dress rehearsal for the postseason. So you're going to see stuff in week 7 or week 2 or week whatever it is, and you're going to go, why are they doing that? Well, they're doing it to see what they can do.
That's right.
And if it works, well, then we've got that in our bag of tricks for the postseason. So this is all kind of gearing up and getting ready for what's going to take place in January. That's how we as a fan base have to view the regular season, a dress rehearsal for the playoffs. So you will see things that'll make you scratch your head. They may lose a game or two that they're not supposed to lose, and you're like, what the hell happened there?
Yep.
But it's stuff that they're working on so that they know when they hit January and hit the ground running when it matters most, they know what they're best at.
913-586-7965. This is your segment. You call in. You tell us what was your favorite part of the game. Phil, go ahead. You're on the air.
My favorite part of the game last night is the fact that they had the illegal formation penalties, the several penalties against the Ravens, so I don't have to wait for the rest of the social media to be all angry about how it's rigged for the Chiefs.
Yeah, well, and it was so good, because I watched Harbaugh last night after the game, and he goes, look, we were the first team to take offense this year. We were the guinea pig. Like, he got it. He knew exactly what it was, but they didn't fix it. You would think after one penalty, such a fixable penalty, Ronnie Stanley would line up on sides.
Yep.
He must have been talking to Kadarius.
913-586-7965. We go to Rich. What was your favorite part of the game last night, Rich?
Man, you know, I think we really got to see the speed of Xavier Worthy. And, you know, I think half of Mahomes' drop or incomplete passes were drop passes again, you know. So tighten that up, and I don't think anybody can stop this offense.
That a baby, Rich. Nice phone call.
I can tell you what, from just talking to some folks, man, like the fun that they're having with Rashee Rice right now and Xavier Worthy of just creating plays and, you know, doing things that they've never been able to do before. I mean, right now, man, they're in the office right now getting ready for Cincinnati. That's how stoked they are.
We go out to Sam. Sam, what was your favorite part of the game last night?
Probably Trent McDuffie, trash talking Zay Flowers.
That's right.
And the yuppies behind me, my buddy, telling us to sit down during defense.
You got to be kidding me. Where were you sitting, please? Can we have section, row, and seat numbers so we know who to call the Chiefs and report?
306, row 4. I think it was like seat 9 and 10. Or
okay, all right. Thanks, yeah. Whoever was sitting there last night telling people to sit down when you're cheering defense, don't go to the game anymore.
Here's a two-finger salute for you from me and Sam. We go out to Cameron. Cameron, what was your favorite part about last night's game? Go ahead.
That offense was just powerhouse. We're just ecstatic about what we've seen. And,
that's right.
Isaiah Likely, we know everybody in our house, while you watch the game, we knew he was faking. So turnabout's about fair play. So I knew he was faking on that end. Me and my son kind of was side-eyeing each other, like, this dude's faking. And then he went out there and got that toe tap touchdown denied. So I think that was perfect. That was just perfect. You know, just next time, just try to play fair. But yeah, that offense is powerhouse. We love it. Go Chiefs.
There you go. We move out to CJ. We got to go quick. 10 seconds. What was your favorite part of the game last night, CJ?
I think it was just the fact that we scored in the most terrifying way possible right off the rip. Andy was really like, yeah, what's going to put the most fear into the league right now?
No doubt. Thanks for the phone call, CJ.
And it did. It did. And what's also putting the fear into the league is knowing there's more to come that we didn't even see last night.
We go out to Brandy. Brandy, what was your favorite part of the game last night?
Hello.
Yep. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi. Good. How are you?
Who's doing this?
Well. This is Brandy, right?
Brandy, you're a fine girl. What a good life. Do you know that song, or am I too old for that?
Yes, I do.
Okay, good.
I do.
What was your favorite part about the game last night? You turn your radio down and let us know.
I think there was a lot of great plays that could be highlighted, but one of my favorites was when Isaiah Pacheco was about to get tackled and rolled over top of two or three
great play
of the Ravens defense and then still made it to the first down.
I got that written down too. Great second effort by Pacheco. Like, they gave up on the play. He rolled off the offensive lineman, continued to go, and picked up three more yards, got a first down. Big play in that game.
913-586-7965. We go out. What's your favorite part of the game? Go ahead.
Hey, you there?
Yeah, you're there. Good.
Hey, my favorite play is when they allowed Jackson to run in the open field for the whole game and then forced him to be a quarterback in the red zone and throw the ball and failed miserably. That's my favorite play.
You know what? And look, I'm a Lamar apologist, guys, and he stunk last night. When it mattered most, he could not hit the open guy. Oh, my goodness.
We go out to Mick. Go ahead, Mick. You're on the air.
Yeah, I think the biggest question we've all had, Watson did it. Excellent job last night. And
who did you say did an excellent job?
The game is keeping his mouth running and in these guys, just like Snead did. It's like they learned from it, and it had an effect. He played really well, I thought, at corner last night.
Who did you say?
Excuse me?
Who did you say?
Watson.
Watson.
Yeah.
Or
Watson. Yes.
Perfect. Love the phone call. Thanks for the phone call, Mick. We got to go quick. 5 seconds. Favorite part of the game last night. Chris, go ahead.
They got to find another tackle for Jawan Taylor.
He's not a favorite part.
No.
Andy, go ahead. Favorite part of the game last night?
Watching Rashee Rice dominate. He looks like Reggie Wayne for the Indianapolis Colts.
Hell yeah, brother.
I got a hot take on Rashee Rice that we'll get to in the next segment, but I'm getting some confirmation that I may be right about it, too.
Mike, go ahead. What's your favorite part of the game? 5 seconds.
My favorite part was Kingsley protecting our quarterback.
Looked great last night.
I love it, Mike.
He was great.
We go out to Brittany. Go ahead. What's your favorite part about last night's game, Britt?
Tucker missing that field goal.
Yeah. There you go. We go out to Patrick. Patrick, what's your favorite part of the game? 5 seconds.
hey, it's going to be under the radar, but seeing Juju back on the field last night, he made a great play on the ball, couldn't pull it down, but seeing him back on the field with Worthy, Rice, and getting Brown back, it's going to be dynamic.
Love it. We go out to Joseph. What's your favorite call on last night's game? Favorite play? Or Shelton? I don't know. Nope. All right, goodbye. This is Fesco and Dusty. You're listening to 96.5 The Fan. I'm so proud of you, callers. We'll get back and get to Bob's take about Rashee Rice. You're going to want to be here on 96.5 The Fan. We call this Fesco and Dusty, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your new home for Chiefs football. 96.5 The Fan.
And now the Chiefs will bring it on an end around to Xavier Worthy at the 20, 15 to the Ravens, 10, 4, touchdown! Kansas City rookie Xavier Worthy on a perfectly executed, well-blocked end around.
Well-blocked, something that maybe people didn't see last night. Travis Kelce, oh my God, he can block as a tight end. Weird.
All the nerds who have downgraded Travis Kelce's blocking over the years are up this morning realizing, hey, Travis Kelce can block. And now they're going to say, well, he's getting old. That's all he can do.
We've got a new segment coming up for you in about 5 minutes called The Cover 2. I'll explain what it is. We also will bring in a segment that we did on After Hours, which was Richard of the Week. Bob, Mac, and myself all find Richard of the Week. You're smart enough to understand what that segment is, or you were a fan of After Hours, and I appreciate you greatly for joining this show as well that we call Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan. But Bob, go ahead and let the world know about your hottest take right now.
I don't know that it's a hot take. I think some in the organization would already agree with me. Rashee Rice is going to go down as the greatest wide receiver in franchise history. I mean, we are watching this guy right now, right before our eyes, become magical. And I did. I shared it with a couple of people last night around the league, and they're like, you're not wrong. I mean, Rashee Rice right now is going to be the way he ended last season. He's going to be the best receiver in franchise history, and you know, obviously Tyreek Hill is on top of that list right now, but Tyreek Hill didn't become a wide receiver till like his second or third year where he really got going. Rashee Rice has basically hit the ground running, hadn't had to play with Alex Smith either for a couple of years. He's got Patrick Mahomes with him, and that slant pass, I'm going to tell you right now, that play you're going to see a lot this year. I promise you're going to see that slant play a lot this year from this organization. They love what Rashee Rice is doing right now. I told you on day one of training camp, this was a guy that they were all raving about. They're like, oh my God, this guy's going to be so good. And what we saw last night, I'm being told by folks in the league, that's going to be a normal night for Rashee Rice. And so if you're looking for maybe some kind of ways to take an anytime touchdown or yards or stuff like that, that what we saw last night, from what I'm being told, is going to be a normal night for Rashee Rice. They're going to get him the ball a lot. They're going to get him the ball fast. They're going to get him the ball in the end zone. They're going to do so much to scheme for Rashee Rice. That's how much they believe in him. And he showed last night, man. And barring that one tip by the linebacker away, we may see a touchdown for Rashee Rice on that one slant pass late in the game. They've got this thing on lockdown with him and Patrick Mahomes. They are lockstep in step right now. They are on the same page, and it looked like regular season form last night. By the time it's all said and done, we will be talking about Rashee Rice as the best receiver in franchise history.
He was a very impactful player last night, and it was straight out of the gates.
Yeah, straight out of the gates. What we've said from day one, Rashee Rice is going to be the man this year, and he's going to be the man going forward. They love
him. Correct me if I'm wrong. Was that the first play of the game? Was that little in slant to Rashee Rice?
I think that was the very first play of the game.
Could you
I have it written down. Slant to Rashee Rice plus 10 yards. Yep. Fast and looked quick.
Very fast. Yeah, one of the best yak guys in the league. Could you define that at all, though?
What do you mean?
What does that mean? He's going to be the best receiver in Chiefs history.
I think you'll know it when you see it. Yeah, and I think statistically, yeah. I think he's going to be a long-time player here. Now, look, there's not a whole litany of wide receivers in franchise history that he's going. Exactly. It's Tyreek Hill. I don't know who else, right? Yeah. But like
Open?
Yeah, right. It was one of the all timers, man.
I love it.
The Clarks. I'll never forget the Clarks one. That was the one where they were talking about importing women, right?
That was when he got drafted.
No. That was the importing of women's story in San Diego or whatever it was, and it was in Sports Illustrated. And Dwayne Bowe says, "Yeah, I deeply apologize to the Clarks," and that got wolfed, and that was the greatest piece of audio
of all time. And it's become a joke, like everybody now to this day, and that was like 14 years ago now, they just call them the Clarks. I mean, it is.
I just can't get over that audio.
Dwayne Bowe, to me, was always that younger brother that you had that just didn't quite get it, but God, you loved him.
Yeah.
You loved Dwayne Bowe. Like, you just wanted to get, he was a lovable guy, man, and a really good football player, and one of the better wide receivers in franchise history. Rashee Rice is going to surpass everything, man. I'm telling you, right now, with the confidence level of him and Patrick Mahomes, the confidence level that Andy Reid has in him, and Matt Nagy, the offensive coordinator and head coach, having him right now, this kid is going to put up numbers this year, and at the end of the season, people will go, damn, you were right again about one of these players with the Chiefs.
Rice is solid from the 913. He will never be better than Tyreek and doesn't bring more fear to the defense than Tyreek.
Okay. Tyreek.
I ain't trying to tackle Rashee Rice.
Tyreek was good. There's no question. But this guy can be, people can be better than what we've seen before. Right? I mean, it's possible for guys to be better than what came before them. Patrick Mahomes sure as hell is.
Think about that duo moving forward. Rashee Rice and Xavier Worthy.
And Patrick Mahomes is their quarterback?
Yes.
I think Noah Gray sliding in at the tight end position now with his, you know, his contract extension. And again, we haven't seen Hollywood Brown.
You might have figured out your left tackle, too, to give that quarterback some more time to throw as well.
How good was Kingsley? I mean, my gosh, he was so good last night.
Great.
You're not stopping that slant pass. And you know what's going to happen? Everybody's going to try to stop that slant pass now. They're going to do something different to kick your ass. Rashee Rice is going to be a player, man. Going to be a player. I know Mike Florio wants him suspended for the rest of time. We'll talk about him in the 9 o'clock hour.
Yeah.
But he's not getting suspended this year. We've been telling you that all along. They never thought he was getting suspended this year. We've told you that all along. And we told you all along he's the number one target right now for this team, and they're in love with him.
New segment we start here during the football season. It is called the Cover 2. We can answer we can go to the text line as well. You are a part of the show just as much as Mac, Bob, and Dusty are. Myself in third person for some reason. Still got the Miller Lite High Life's going through the body. But I will say this. It is the Cover 2. We take two things that we were watching this weekend, whether it's the Chiefs, whether it's somebody else. Obviously, the Chiefs have already done their thing. They're over with. And now you will say this weekend you are watching two things. You're Cover 2 because somebody once said, we don't know what a shell defense is. We
don't
all
care.
Know what a Cover 2 defense is. Mac, what are the two things you're covering this weekend on the football world?
Yeah, I mean, Caleb Williams has got to be one of them, right? This is the number one overall pick. Sure. We haven't shut up about him. At least I haven't. And I want to come in on Monday and be like, hey, Bob, look how good Caleb Williams is. And I think that can happen after week one. Also, the Tennessee Titans, he's playing the Titans. So it's kind of a 2-for-1 right there. I'm really intrigued. Brand new coach, brand new defense, and a quarterback with everything to prove. And then, yeah, I'm on Sam Darnold watch. Let's go.
Why is UCLA retiring the number of Caleb Williams this weekend?
UCLA or USC?
USC. Why are they retired? He was like 18-8, never made a college football playoff.
I mean, Heisman Patrick Mahomes was 18-18 in college. They're going to retire his number.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I'm just asking out loud. Like, what's the qualification? Because they're reinstating Reggie Bush's retired number.
Caleb was a Heisman Trophy winner.
Yeah, I guess if that's your qualification, that's fine.
That's qualification. Yeah.
Like if you win a Heisman, your number's retired. I'm in on that. I have absolutely no problem. But I don't know if that's a qualification. Like they took the number of Reggie Bush down because he was getting like Wendy's or whatever, but left OJ's number up there.
Oh, and he killed a Wendy. Bob, what's your Cover 2 this weekend?
My Cover 2 this weekend, I'm looking at Joe Burrow as number one for me. I'm just more curious than anything with Joe Burrow to see where he is injury-wise, right? Like, he didn't have a great season last year, rough offseason for him and the Bengals and whatnot. Like, I'm just more curious than anything with Joe Burrow. So that's one that I'll be watching. And Daniel Jones.
I knew you were a Giants fan.
He's healthy.
Oh, shoot.
He's got finally a weapon.
He's got a woman.
Allegedly dating Kay Adams right now. Like,
I'm
curious to see where he is because this is it. This is the end of the line. Do you play big or do you play like you played all along and get hurt and whatnot? So I'm kind of curious to see what he's going to do with Malik Nabers.
The door's still slightly open there with you with Daniel Jones.
Well, it has to be this season.
But shut with Kyler Murray.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
And his door shut when Kay comes over for the evening.
Yeah, Kyler Murray's not good. Neither is Daniel Jones, but I'm curious to see what he's going to do this year.
913-586-7965. What is your Cover 2 this weekend? My Cover 2 is not as, I don't know, maybe as
detailed as your all's. But my cover two is which NFC team this weekend that I watch is going to represent the Super Bowl matchup against the Kansas City Chiefs? Who out there in the NFC is going to give me the vibe that this is our division, this is our side of the league, we're the number one team? We have two banger teams playing tonight, Philadelphia and Green Bay.
Philadelphia. I think it gets lost on a Friday night.
I don't. It's 7:10. I'll have the Royals on one TV, and I'll have this game on the other TV.
You got high school football starting this week. Like, I just think like the NFL gets lost in stuff on Friday. I think Friday night's a bad TV night.
They never do Fridays for that reason.
For that reason, yeah. So it's going to be interesting to see what it does, and I'm sure it'll draw a big number and people that know we got to do it because they're calling it First Friday, so you know it's here to stay.
The other one that I'm watching is it ain't Baltimore. It ain't Cincinnati. It definitely ain't the Chargers. Are the Houston Texans this team? Because Patrick Mahomes is now 5-1 against Lamar Jackson. 5-1. And the only game that he lost, there were two crucial fumbles in that game, and they went for it on a fourth down play and got it.
Yeah, they won like 36-35. Right?
They squeaked by, but it's still a W. Yep. I'll give them credit for it. But Patrick Mahomes
still won the Super Bowl. That
Ravens are out. Cincinnati is out until they're a full, healthy, slated team. Is Houston that team? Is C.J. Stroud him? Does that team, with all their weapons, bringing in a alpha dog and Stephon Diggs, third team go round, is Houston that team? My cover two this weekend is what NFC team is going to show that they're the team to play the Chiefs in the Super Bowl? And the other one is, can the Houston Texans prove that they're the next man up? Because as of right now, the Chiefs have zero competition in the AFC, and I'm ready to see if the Houston Texans are ready to be that team to say, don't forget about us.
Yeah, it's a good one. It really is interesting to see how they're going to bounce back from a great season last year. People talk about sophomore slumps all the time in sports. I don't know if C.J. Stroud's going to have a sophomore slump. I think they did a really nice job of surrounding him with better weapons from a year ago. He's got a great head coach in place right now. They like that offensive coordinator who will probably get a head coaching job after this season if they do halfway decent. So I think Houston's here to stay.
Well, yeah, and you mentioned C.J. Stroud, the sophomore slump. People are going to be annoying about that because statistically, he might be less than he was last year. Just like Mahomes was less in his sophomore year than his first year.
But what are your results as a team?
Exactly. And how do you, if you watch the games, is C.J. Stroud better when it matters? And that's what I'm going to be watching.
Yeah, I mean, what are your results as the team? You win the division, you win playoff games. Mm-hmm. Who cares what your stats are?
From the, I believe it's the 913-816. Dusty was bordering on creepy in Kay Adams' presence. Was never in her presence. She's the one that retweeted me and tweeted at me. How you doing? Kiss my ass. I said, you need anything for today? I'll be at the draft. She said, Excedrin. I told her I was getting my hair cut for the NFL draft. She retweeted it and then tweeted at me. So you define creepy. I define confident. Kay is allegedly dating Daniel Jones. What the actual F is she thinking? I don't know.
Yeah, that rumor got started this week. I was thinking the same thing, like, really good for Daniel Jones.
From 913, my cover two is Tulane to upset Kansas State. Come on. And is Jordan Love going to live up to the hype?
Let's go. I'm in, man.
You can find that out tonight. Green Bay and Philadelphia.
Very excited.
You got two NFC MVP candidates at quarterback. You got one coach on the hot seat. Somebody says from the 816, hey guys, good morning. Don't you think this morning the whole NFL is like saying, oh, blank, because they beat the team that was supposed to be designed to beat them? That's your cover, too. Congratulations. I'm all in on Friday Night Football in the NFL, and I'm salty about starting Mark Andrews last night. That's their cover, too. Think about somebody who had Isaiah Likely on the bench.
Oh,
yeah. 913-586-7965. What's your cover two this weekend?
Do you guys have a winner tonight?
Yeah, I think Philadelphia wins.
I think Philly does too.
Gotcha.
I think Philly has more to prove this year than any other team in the NFL.
Yeah,
the way that thing ended last year, the noise that's been around that team, the city doesn't like the coach quarterback. Like, I think they got a lot to prove. And I think when people have a lot to prove, they go out there and they prove that they're going to kick here. I think Philly wins this one.
From the 816, even though I hate Aaron Rodgers, I really want to see how he plays against the San Francisco 49ers.
That is going to be such a fun game.
I mean, he's got Bosa coming around that outside. You know Bosa knows exactly where he was injured last year. You know he's going to probably go low because he's dirty.
Is anybody rooting for Aaron Rodgers outside of, like, the Jet fandom?
I mean,
does his ego count?
Is the league more fun if the Jets are good this season?
No.
Okay. I kind of think it might be. The answer is yes.
When they're crashing and burning and everybody's melting down on ESPN because they're all Jet fans, that's fun.
That's fair.
The Jets being good.
They can crash and burn when they lose in the playoffs.
Oh, no, no, no. It's better if they don't make the playoffs. It is so much better if they don't make the playoffs. And then what are people get? All the Aaron Rodgers ball washers. What are they going to say about Aaron Rodgers? Like, I'm rooting for that thing to just absolutely shrivel and die in New York. Because when it does, we can walk around and go, this is why you don't build your entire franchise and let one player dictate everything that you do.
From the 913, I'm covering my cover two this weekend is a six pack and some ribs.
There you go.
Nice.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Love that. We'll get a lot more of that talk and tailgate talk at the end of the show.
My cover two, I want to see the tush push without Jason Kelce. And I think the Commanders could be a good team with Jaden Daniels.
Do you think we're going to see the tush push? I bet you we don't.
1,000%.
You think we will? Okay.
I bet you $50 we'll see it tonight.
I don't think it's going to be as effective. I think Jason Kelce was the key part of all of that.
Yeah, we're going to find out. I think Hurts, when you mentioned a lot of proof, I think he wants to prove that that isn't the case. He's like, I squat more than any lineman in this league. I can do the tush push.
We'll see. We'll see how, like, when you do something that's so good with certain players, you don't try to duplicate it. Find something else that works. Now you've got Saquon Barkley. Let's see if he can be any better than Derrick Henry was.
Yeah, like, what if it fails? What if it's a fumble the first time?
I hope it does.
Oh, we're all rooting for disaster.
From the 913, my cover two is Pizza Hut, and then my wife's never mind.
Oh, my goodness, you can't say that. No.
You see the man sobbing at Rodgers to win a Super Bowl? No, don't want to. 913-586-7965, what is your cover two this weekend?
The man sobbing at Rodgers to win a Super Bowl.
Yeah, he's super happy, and he's just crying that he wants him to win a Super Bowl.
Who? This guy here?
Just a Jets fan.
Was there, like, seriously, is there social media of somebody crying about Aaron Rodgers? Because if there is, I need that.
My cover two.
If you're an adult crying over Aaron Rodgers, give me that.
Love this text from the 816. My cover two on my way to St. Louis for a wedding. Royals sweep Minnesota and Dodgers sweep Cleveland. And KU goes to 2-0 against Illinois. Thanks for the double.
Yeah.
Thanks, Double J. Have a great weekend.
Locked, cocked, and ready to rock.
What was that?
It's your guy, man.
It's today.
Is he ready to go?
We ready for that game? We ready to see what it's going to look like?
Against the Raiders.
Who knew that John Harbaugh was the second oldest coach in the NFL?
John Harbaugh is?
Yeah.
So the oldest is Andy?
Yeah.
Wow.
Those were the two oldest coaches in the league last night.
Probably the two best coaches in the league.
I agree. Man.
Harbaugh's been there 17 years now.
Who did it better, Samaje Perine or Carson Steele?
Oh, I think that's up for debate. I think they were both just fine last night.
From the 913, a grown man was crying to Rodgers while he was on the golf course, begging him to win a ring.
Oh, my God.
Yes, there's videos of a man sobbing at Rodgers walked by.
Oh, can you find that?
Yeah,
I need this. Rodgers! Was it the guy from State Farm? Lost his job when Jake took over?
Why are adult men crying over other adult men?
I don't know. I mean, I cried when I saw Bruce Springsteen come out on stage.
Did you?
No. I cried when I saw my dad sing Born to Run at the top of his lungs when he was 16 years old. I did cry at that. That's your dad.
Arms,
like, yeah.
But if you're going up to Aaron Rodgers on the golf course crying to win a Super Bowl, like, man. Whoo.
Guys, are they doing Big Mac for sacks this year? Yes. Go cover two of them. You get one for free.
Yeah.
Or just take the two patties off the other one, get rid of that bread, make it a quadruple.
Or just get a Filet-O-Fish. The softest bun ever.
Okay. My cover two is Iowa beats Iowa State and Rodgers crashes and burns.
I like that.
Yeah.
What's the line in that Iowa State game? Three? Total points?
You're talking about the over-under?
Total points.
I think it's 3.5. Yeah. Take the under. Yes, Rodgers has a fan base because he is a... Okay. Yeah. Damn it, I wanted to hear Dusty say that word. Not gonna happen. This isn't after hours. You're not gonna get me. Not gonna happen. What's your cover two this weekend? 913-586-7965. What two things are you covering this weekend? You didn't cry over the first Super Bowl. No, I did not. I don't cry like that. Max said he did.
Yeah, I can show you video later. It's
very emotional. Oh my God, you cried?
Oh yeah, dude.
Okay.
I cried when Tiger won that major in 2019. Did he win a major in 2019?
Yeah. Won the Masters.
Was that 2019?
Mm-hmm. Right before COVID. I was at the lake watching it.
Damn.
I cried
a lot during 14 and 15 with the Royals, but that was for the city. That was for people. That was like, I wasn't crying at the feet of an athlete on a golf course.
Mm. 913.
Speaking of, we've got that now.
Oh, you have audio of the guy crying before we go to break.
I just want a Super Bowl, please.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I just want a Super Bowl, please.
Okay. There you go. There's a Tim McGraw song called "I Don't Know Why Grown Men Don't Cry."
Apparently, was that a Aaron kid? Rodgers,
no, that's a grown ass man, Bob, at a golf tournament. I can't believe it's your
I'll
first
send
time.
The video.
Yeah, 913-586-7965. A little later on, we'll get into the Richard of the Week. Not only that, the hell are the Ravens doing? I'm Dusty. That's Bob. That's Mac as well. This is 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your new home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan.
Now it's third down, 11 for the Chiefs. Football back in their own territory at their own 47-yard line. Ravens crowd the line of scrimmage. Twist up front. Mahomes trying to buy time. Moving to his right. He's in trouble. Shakes free. Now fires the ball right side. It is caught by Kelce. First down. Down to the Raven 30-yard line. All the way across the field for 23 yards. And now Patrick Mahomes just passed the late, great Len Dawson for the most passing yards in Kansas City Chiefs history. And it's only poetic that he goes to Travis Kelce for 23 yards to break the record.
Yeah. Hey, Wharton tonight killed it. And that guy came right up the middle at Lamar and wanted his butt. How about that Worthy around the corner?
That was sick. That
was first play in the NFL, touchdown!
How about those Chiefs?
How about them Chiefs? Hey,
thank you. What was your favorite moment from tonight's win?
Winning the game. That's what it's about. We're 1-0, baby. Undefeated. That's what we do. Start the season. Here we go.
Here we go.
Chiefs, baby.
Did you think we were going to lose for a second?
Well, we would have been tied. So, you know, they wouldn't have gone for two. So
unless they'd have went for two.
Yeah. And Justin Tucker already missed one kick, so we probably couldn't count on a second one for him to miss. So.
I like the new, what's the guy, Steele?
Cannon Worthy, Steele, down the Carter sideline Steele? For a touchdown.
Yeah, that's...
Favorite play?
The Chiefs won the game when Isaiah Likely had his tiptoe out on the line. Yeah, that was my favorite part of the night.
How about Worthy?
I love Worthy scoring two touchdowns. He was doing a good job.
Two tutties.
Nothing of that. But I think Pacheco was really good. I think the team showed up.
We won. That's all that matters.
That's all that matters.
Back here on Fesco and Dusty with our executive producer and the man on the street, Mac Morey, last night doing the Lord's work in the parking lot, dealing with the pre- and post-game crowd. Well done for you, sir. Thank you very much for all of that.
These guys are
very
fun. Enjoyable.
Yeah, they're a good time. They're rowdy.
I woke up this morning and I told myself, God, dog, it feels good to have football back.
It really did last night. Last night was big, man. Last night was fun.
And then I had to pinch myself again and say, not only that, you talk about a Big Mac for sack, two patties. You got the Royals and Twins tonight.
Big night tonight. Big weekend.
Literally glued to your TV Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Chiefs have 10 days off until they take on the Cincinnati Bengals.
Who still have to play a game before they can even get ready for the Chiefs. Meanwhile, Chiefs coaches are sitting back at Arrowhead today, getting that Bengal playbook ready to go out there and kick Cincinnati's ass.
Mm-hmm.
You start 2-0 against the Ravens and Bengals. Look out, AFC. Chiefs own the conference yet again, and we're going to only be through the first 15 days of September.
Mm. You love to see it. Things you also love to see are free, basically just like free bulletin board material.
Yeah.
And, you know, take a loss like a man. That was a great game. One team just had me better than the other team when it mattered most. But the Ravens just can't seem to do
this. This is probably the worst game we're going to play all year. So if this is the best that they got, I mean, good luck in the postseason.
you got to get there first, and you're 0-1 to start your season, Isaiah Likely.
Yeah, I'm looking at Isaiah Likely's great game last night. Doesn't know how to get a toe inbounds, obviously. It's football 101. It's not that hard. 2 feet inbounds. All your foot has to be inbounds. You can't have your toe on the line. Doesn't count, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But to have that kind of smack talk after the game last night, like, I really believe that Baltimore feels, after listening to some of these guys, that they won that game last night. And they did not win that game last night. I don't care what they want to say about that touchdown, about whatever happened last night. You didn't win the game last night. You only scored 20 points. Chiefs scored 27. You lose the football game. To hear that kind of comment from Isaiah Likely makes me understand and realize right now, Baltimore is emerging as the heel in this AFC for the Kansas City Chiefs right now. They have emerged because of not just because of the game last night, but because of all the comments that took place after the game and what these people inside that Baltimore locker room were saying after the game last night. They are now officially, they are the number one rival to the Kansas City Chiefs because they brought it upon themselves. And to sit there and say that stuff after you just got beat and after you lost a football game, you've lost two straight games now if you're Baltimore, right? Two straight games, both to the Chiefs. Okay, how's that feeling, right? And you're going to sit there and you're going to have those kind of comments. Like, if you're lucky enough to not let this loss derail your entire season and you make it to the postseason and you face the Chiefs, you just dug your own grave.
Sorry.
You've dug your own grave, Baltimore.
So the thing I want to talk about before we play this next audio from Raekwon Smith, there were two plays, and I don't care if you want to call me a biased Chiefs fan. I'm not. But there were two plays that seemed a little dirty, just a little dirty when it came to Patrick Mahomes as he was going out of bounds and they went for his knees.
Yep.
First off, that's dog. You know what, when you're going to go for a quarterback's knees because you can't simply beat them on your own. And then to be narcissistic or sociopathic to say that they were doing something this guy wants. What's the one thing you've always seen in football, Bob and Mac? When you go out to the opposing team's quarterback, the first guy, and I saw Trey Smith get in somebody's face. I was like, that's a wrong MF-er you want in your face.
That's right.
And Raekwon Smith tried to flip the script. No. Let me talk to you, Raekwon. Okay.
It's a dirty play.
You tried to hurt the quarterback of the opposing team, and their guy came back and looked in your face. So when you say this,
he flopped. He flopped. That's why the referees didn't call it. It was a great call by a great no call by the ref. But whoever 88 is, I don't know who he is, but he better watch himself.
He did
a little slick push.
Was there somebody on the sideline that pushed you as well?
Yeah, whoever number 88 is. I have no idea who he is, but I'll see him when I see him.
His name is Hendershot. You better pack a lunch.
Yeah, I mean, Matt Nagy was coming down the sidelines too, fired up. I mean, that was another great Nags performance running down the sidelines like that. But Peyton Hendershot, man, I think we should all get Hendershot jerseys. That guy right there. That he arrived like last week and he's already in there getting his teammates backs and ready to fight guys in pads without pads on. Not probably the smartest move, but you know what? I like the adrenaline. I like the fact that he had Patrick Mahomes' back, and I like the fact that he's ready to throw hands. He didn't care. You hit our quarterback out of bounds. The referees did not protect the face of American professional sports last night by not calling a penalty on that play. That should have absolutely 100% been a penalty. They had the makeup one a little bit later on, but you can't usually sniff a quarterback, let alone hit him when he's in that white area or past that white area, and that happened last night. So Raekwon Smith out there saying, good call by the officials. I like the way he's playing. That's a nice troll job by him. But man, if you're going to hit Patrick Mahomes out of bounds, you better be ready for Peyton Hendershot.
It doesn't matter if it's Patrick Mahomes, Daniel Jones, Drew Locke, Geno Smith. You hit a quarterback out of bounds.
That's a penalty.
That team is also going to retaliate because, as Terrell Owens said one day, that's my quarterback.
Yeah.
And you just don't mess with a quarterback.
Especially in this league now where like you can't even look at a quarterback without getting a penalty. That should have been a flag. That was an egregious call by the referee. Good question on the text line from the 816. How did he get his number if he didn't have a jersey on? He was wearing a shirt and it had number 88 on the shirt, guys. Because I was wondering the same thing and I kind of zoomed in. I was like, oh, he's got his number on his shirt. So Peyton Hendershot, number 88, out there last night going to war.
Coming up on the other side, it was my favorite
It was my favorite bit of After Hours. It is the Richard of the Week, and then we'll follow that up with the Chiefs Roundtable. You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your new home for K-State Athletics. 96.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here, and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Five, The Fan. From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about
this? I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again?
With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.